My most treasured moments as a writer haven't been anything that would fit popular notions of success and fulfillment. I've never given a reading before an audience of hundreds and had them deliver a standing ovation. I've not done bookshop signings where the queue of adoring fans seems endless. My name has never featured on bestseller lists. No royalty check has surprised me with its massiveness. I've not won any of literature's coveted awards. None of my books have been made into films or TV series. No doubt fame and fortune carry their own appeal and bring treasured moments aplenty to those who achieve them, but they are utterly remote from the kind of writing that I do and the satisfactions that it offers. Two things provide my most treasured moments as a writer. The first is obvious. It's that sense of satisfaction when writing works. Flaubert once confessed to feeling like a violinist whose ear is true, but whose fingers refuse to reproduce precisely the sound he hears within. Surely most writers could identify with that. I know all too well how horribly off-key my writing is in early drafts. It offers only the roughest approximation of the music that I want to play. After multiple rewritings, I can approach more closely to the notes I'm struggling to put into words. Then, sometimes, those eureka moments, what's in mind and what's on the page, sing in harmony. They dovetail so precisely, you can almost hear them click together. When that happens, it carries an extraordinary sense of completion and accomplishment. Readers' responses provide the second source of moments that I treasure. Every now and then, someone gets in touch to say how much a piece of my writing has meant to them. The sense of connection this brings, the renewed realization of the power of words, is wonderful. It's satisfying to know that links can be forged through carefully wrought sentences so that mind can touch mind. There are other moments that I treasure too. Holding a newly published book for the first time and savouring the concrete outcome of years of work, the sense of engagement with an audience at a festival reading, receiving an email with news of a contract or a prize, having work included in a series that I've long admired, leafing through the illustrations that an artist has come up with for one of my collections, reading a really positive review. Writing demands much hard work and has its share of disappointments and frustrations, but it offers all sorts of joys along the way. In the end, though, to use Flaubert's metaphor again, all of them depend on getting the balance right between ear and fingers. When I feel I've successfully transcribed that elusive inner music to the page, I'm content. That's the kind of writing moment that I treasure above all the rest. Perhaps this is just another way of expressing the truth that Henry Miller caught so well when he said, "Writing is its own reward."